wasn't going to advise people not to speak just because of that. You're welcome.
All right, good afternoon. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I CRS. The time is 1 o'clock. Today is May 17th, 2017. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of myself, Suzanne Steyer, Deputy Secretary of State, on behalf of Wayne Williams. Fred Yarger, Solicitor General, Designee of Attorney General Cynthia Coffin, and Jason Gallander, Designee of Director of Office of Legislative Legal Services Dan Carton. Today we're meeting to consider not one title setting for Measure 2017-2018, number 29. The title board, when it considers a proposed initiative for the first time, will follow three steps. First, board members may wish to ask questions of the proponents. This is to ensure that the board understands the proposal. Second, the board will determine if it has jurisdiction to set a title. In particular, the board must determine if the measure complies with the single subject rule prescribed in Article 5, Section 1, 5.5 of the Colorado Constitution and Section 1-40-106.5 Colorado Revised Statutes. This is because the board is prohibited from setting a title for a measure that contains more than one subject. If the board determines it has jurisdiction to set title, then the board will use a staff-prepared draft for discussion purposes. A copy of the staff draft is on the table. Generally, we take all testimony first, then the board will discuss and vote after all testimony has been completed. A decision is reached by two of the three members of the board. Please take note that we are not concerned with the merits of any proposal here. We are only concerned with the setting of titles. Furthermore, we are not concerned with legal or constitutional objections to the measures, except to the extent that the objections relate to the jurisdiction of the board to set the title or the correctness of the title. Anyone who is dissatisfied with the decision of the title board may file a motion for rehearing with the Secretary of State within 7 calendar days. So, as I mentioned, we have one item on the agenda. And that is proposed initiative 2017-2018, number 29. If the proponents could come forward and just identify yourselves on the record.
Timothy Farnham, proponent. You're actually not on the list.
Trevor Hooster, proponent.
Okay. And do you want to just start out today by telling us what you believe the single subject of your measure is?
Briefly, just to prohibit the sale of smartphones if the owner is going to be under 13 years of old age.
Okay. Anyone have any questions on that?
Not on single subject.
Okay. Is there anyone here signed up to testify on these? Do we have anyone?
I didn't put out sign-up sheets.
Oh, okay. Is there anyone here who wishes to testify on this? Okay. All right. Thank you. Then any discussion on...
No, I think we're. Are you ready for a motion?
I'm ready for a motion.
All right. I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 29 has a single subject and that the board has jurisdiction to set a title.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that passes unanimously, which takes us to the staff draft. Have you seen a copy of the staff draft?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any comments on the language in the proposed question?
I think it's pretty straightforward and self-explanatory. If I had one change, I might, find a way to distinguish smartphone from cell phone, because the measure specifically says that cell phones are not included, and there's no restrictions on cell phones. So something like...
Something about data, or like, what do you propose?
I guess maybe something like, shall there be a change of the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning prohibiting the sale of a smartphone but not a cell phone if the intended owner is under 13 years of age? And I'm open to suggestions for making that a little more clear.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for the proponent?
I do.
Okay.
Is it, and I'm not too familiar with the technology side of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always viewed a cell phone like a smartphone as being a subset of cell phones. Cell phones are all of these, and smartphones are a subset that can do,
right,
you know, extra fun stuff.
Right, right.
Am I wrong about that, or?
I think all smartphones are cell phones, but in the language of the draft, it distinguishes between the ability to be connected to the internet with mobile data and the ability to do to download apps and to have a screen for utilizing apps.
In modern day, maybe you can't answer this, but maybe you can. Is there any such thing as a cell phone that does not have mobile data connectivity?
There are some units available.
Okay.
If you go to some of the bigger stores, they like if you go to the Verizon store, they
right,
they don't right now. But there are other places that you can get them.
Okay. Thank you.
I think a lot of times a smartphone could have a browser. So if you're going to call for a ride home from soccer practice, I mean, that's what a cell phone should be. If you have access to, you know, the unchained and unbridled internet with a browser on your phone, I think that is a part of the distinguishing factor, too, with a cell phone.
Well, I suppose I would just start the discussion among the board, if we're prepared to do that, by saying that the staff draft is probably a little bit thin and brief, considering that I think the proposed initiative is a little bit more complicated than a simple prohibition. One of the issues is the difference between smartphones and cell phones. And then I think the board has to come to a decision about how much detail to add to the title, including duty of retailers to inquire and document their inquiries about the age of the intended owner, the monthly report and the fee they have to file with the department, and then the enforcement and fines aspect of the measure. But I think that's a question for the board about how much detail is necessary and how much is unnecessary in the title.
I guess I also have a question, too. Since you don't define a mobile phone, and you say a smartphone means a mobile phone, could that be an iPad with connectivity?
An iPad with mobile data would be included, yeah.
Would be a smartphone.
Would be considered a smartphone, yeah.
I think I'm fairly inclined to just keep the term smartphone, or maybe expand it slightly to clarify that sort of other personal devices that do more things might be covered, or maybe not, but the measure has the definition, which is fairly detailed and clear, I think, for the most part, although I do have a question about this provision that says in the definition, further defined as any handheld device with mobile internet connectivity, and this is or mobile data connectivity.
Right.
What is mobile data connectivity versus in this context? Is that just the ability to text?
That's 3G and 4G and, you know, 5G. That's mobile data, I believe. Yeah.
So it's not Wi-Fi.
It is not Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi was in.
Well, and that's why I asked my question.
One of the original ones. Yeah.
Thought that every cell phone on the market has SMS,
right,
features, which is a mobile data function. I could be wrong about that, and I don't think it's the province of the board to wade into those factual questions. But I think we could solve the problem by just saying something like distinguishing between smartphones subject to the prohibition and cellular phones not subject to the provision or something like that, without getting into the details of what precisely a smartphone versus a cellular phone is. I think the public may have to wade into the language of the measure to decide what they understand it to mean.
Right. I think I'm inclined, honestly, to just say smartphone. I think anything we add is likely to create more confusion than clarification. I am definitely ready to discuss. I've also, like Mr. Yarger, been sort of on the fence about whether we want to keep the title sort of this simple or whether we consider the other provision central features that we need to include in a trailer. And I've got, you know, some ideas and how we'd go about that if we were to do it.
I mean, I guess I'd be more inclined to say a device with mobile internet connectivity. But I'm just a little worried because, I mean, a smartphone is a phone, but there's a lot of other devices out there that have, you know, internet connectivity.
Right.
I mean, if my kids didn't have their phones, they wouldn't even notice because they don't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
They just pick up an iPad and do
well,
it all
I will
that way.
I will say, I'll ask this question to the proponents. Does a smartphone have to, you know, have the ability to make a traditional voice phone call as opposed to, you know, Skyping or something like that, which is what you do on like an iPad?
I mean, not on their definition, because their definition says...
Well, it says a mobile phone is how it starts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess it... Because you can do FaceTime and all that stuff on a...
I think...
Yeah, the intent was a phone... That also does the computer functions with mobile data.
Right. So like an Amazon Kindle or something like that connects to the internet but would not fall under this? Or
right. And more because it mostly relies on Wi-Fi, some of them.
I think if this initiative is passed, the responsible agency and the courts will have to do some additional definitions or construction of the statute, and there are undefined terms. Mobile phone is not defined. Right. Phone is not defined. I think there are common plain language ways to interpret that, but I'm concerned about trying to do that through the title. Yeah. And so that's why my suggestion is simply to say that it distinguishes between smartphones and cellular phones, if we say anything at all. And I'm receptive to Jason's idea of not defining it and simply saying smartphones, but...
I mean, if you all think that people know enough what a smartphone is...
Well, that's not my view. My view is that these are complicated definitions that will require construction and thought by agencies or the court.
Even just the term.
Yeah.
I mean, do people know what we mean when we say a smartphone? Or do they just think everything is a cell phone?
Well, I think it depends on what month and year you're talking to people because the technology changes so rapidly.
Well, and I think it depends how old you are, too.
Right.
If you're 18, you might have no idea what a smartphone is because you've never had any other kind of phone.
Just a phone.
I mean, we might know because at one time I had a cell phone and then I got a smartphone and, you know, I went through the process. But I don't think an 18-year-old might necessarily know what a smartphone is. I think that's a term of common usage?
I think if you were going to do that, then you would say, you would, instead of using smartphone, literally track the definition and say a mobile phone that has...
Well, and that's my concern. Well, and
abilities.
There are two definitions, and I think they are either alternative definitions or are overlapping definitions. One is a mobile phone that...
Right.
And second is... a handheld device with mobile internet connectivity or mobile data connectivity, which seems to be a more expansive definition. We could go with that, but And perhaps the way that's the way to do it, but I just don't know if that is a encompasses everything contained in the other alternative definition, or is a subset, or is a I don't know, and I don't I hesitate to go down the road of attempting to define the term using some language of the initiative and not others. It's obviously a typical challenge we face in setting title.
I have always thought that a smartphone, like I said, usually if you think of a flip phone or any kind of other smaller phone or any kind of disposable phone, one time my phone stopped working, I had to buy a phone, I was driving across the country, and it was actually, couldn't call my mom, except for, because it didn't have any of the numbers in it. I mean, you don't memorize people's numbers, you just say, Siri, call Tim. But I'm thinking smartphone more or less generally characterized by the full screen. You know, it's almost like a mini iPad, and then again that web browser, and I think that defining the differences is going to be a little bit tricky, but I know a lot of kids use iPads for homework these days, but iPads are bigger and they're not able to be secret. You don't really do your homework on your cell phone. You know, your cell phone a lot of times is a private, more private device. It's more secret. And, you know, I think the determining factor between a smartphone and a cell phone is, you know, a cell phone is literally to call if you're in an emergency or to make a phone call or possibly to get messages, whereas that smartphone, again, is like a portable browser most of the times. So that's like the most basic function on every smartphone. Many of them can run apps. Some to limited degrees, but all the smartphones have some kind of web browser that allows you access to the internet.
I think the only thing I'm fairly sure of is that the phone that Michael Douglas used in Wall Street to call Buddy from the beach is a cellular phone and not a smartphone. Beyond that, I'm not sure I could offer a further definition.
That's a great scene when he gets out.
Yeah. So I think the board has to decide whether we want to try to define the term, leave it as is.
I mean, I'm fine with it if you think that it's a term of common usage and people will know that.
Suppose I would.
You know, I suppose if you didn't know what it meant, you would just think it was a phone. And you don't know any other kind of phone and you would know.
Right.
It wouldn't change your view.
My position is one of two things. If we expand the title beyond the basic that is here, then I would vote in favor of adding a clause that just states that smartphone is defined and distinguished from cellular phone. But if we decide not to expand the title, I wouldn't want to add that in. So I suppose the first decision for me is whether we want to add additional detail to the title or not.
Okay. Well, I'll just read some language and see if you like it or not, maybe, as for what a trailer might be. I'd slightly restructure the staff draft as, you know, what's before the title, and then just say, and in connection therewith, requiring a retailer to verbally inquire as to the age of the intended primary owner before selling a smartphone and to document and report to the Department of Revenue the response received, and requiring the department to enforce the prohibition and documentation and reporting requirements by imposing civil penalties on retailers for violations. It's a mouthful, but I think if you start adding, you have to then add most of it.
No, I don't think that's a mouthful. That was sort of what I was envisioning, too, if we added detail.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. You want
to? Why don't we have Stephen put that up on the board, and then I can read my additional clause, and that we can use as that whole thing we can use as the baseline and decide where to go from there.
Let's see it for a second. See. Okay, so yeah, so you got to start with that, and then a small c, and then that paragraph.
What are you, what do you mean? This is a tiny part. What are you looking at? It's just a change of color. It's a change of color of our statutes concerning, and it's just the second bullet.
Okay.
None of this first bullet applies. Sorry.
So what I would add to the trailer immediately after in connection therewith, comma, would be distinguishing between smartphones subject to the prohibition and cellular phones not subject to the prohibition, comma.
Do you all have any comments?
Trying to absorb it here, I think.
I mean, it's a lot, but it makes sense.
I mean, it does have the distinction part in there that I like. like the simple version better?
Well, I mean, I think the one of the sticking points before would be if somebody wants their kids to have a phone for communication, gets a little, you know, confusing. Yeah. And this does really spell it out a little bit better, you know, between smartphone and cell phone.
And you don't think that language on 4 and 5 distinguishing between smartphones subject to the prohibition and cell phones not subject to the prohibition does that?
No, I think it does.
Okay.
You know, pretty clearly.
I thought I heard you say that you weren't sure it clearly.
I think the addition is good. It just, okay. It starts to get bigger to read and harder maybe to understand as the simple version. Essentially, the initial idea of just no smartphones, 13 and under, is kind of an easy concept for parents. Yeah.
Right. Well, and typically that's what we save the single subject line for. And so that's why we talk about the single subject line, which is
right.
The subject of your measure. And then the trailer has essentially the details of how that's going to be implemented and, you know, is supposed to.
And in looking at it, I have a thought that if we think we've, you know, added more language that's strictly necessary, I mean, I do think a voter would likely say, well, gosh, how are you going to enforce this prohibition? And that was the thought of adding some detail. But maybe after the distinguishing clause, you strike the rest and just say, and specifying how the prohibition will be enforced and be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that, too.
I would not, if we're going to follow that route, and I'm mulling it over because it's attractive to me, I wouldn't even include the smartphone subject to. The only thing I would do is your new language. So erase the entire current trailer and then use the language that you just described, Jason. Just simply saying, you know, considering a prohibition and specifying how the prohibition will be enforced, period.
Hmm.
So, Suzanne, if you're comfortable with that approach, what we're currently looking at on the screen is most attractive to me, and I think I would vote for that.
I do think we need to put the
I think we should further
in there with back in.
I think we should tweak it, but I'm wondering if we can start with this as our baseline.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. I suppose there's a reason we called it a smartphone, and people should be able to distinguish that there are other things that are still available for sale. Otherwise, we would have just said it was a ban on all cellular phones.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think what Jason's point was is that if we say specifying how the prohibition will be enforced, the questions that naturally come up when you read the title clause, they can understand they'll have to be answered if they look at the measure itself.
Yeah. Well, I think that was maybe your leap a little bit. I think the distinguishing between the phones thing still makes sense, even without the rest of the trailer.
Okay.
Because that goes to what the prohibition is on.
Okay.
And the enforcement's the mechanism for enforcing it.
Well, I can read that back in if we want to put that back.
And plus, I mean, I think the proponents like that language as well.
Okay, so Stephen, it was after therewith, comma, distinguishing between smartphones subject to the prohibition and cellular phones not subject to the prohibition. I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually,
One thing is, if we've already said it's a prohibition on a smartphone, why don't we take out the first subject to the prohibition?
That's a good idea. I like that.
I think that works pretty well.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. What do you all think?
I think it makes a lot of sense. Maybe after cellular phones, the word which are not subject to the prohibition. But I don't know if that's
extra words.
Too wordy. I like that actually because. Yeah. Without the which are, it almost sounds like you're saying smartphones and cellular phones
not
subject to the prohibition.
Right.
Do we have to use the concerning language? Can we just say a change prohibiting a retailer from?
Yeah, I don't think we have to use that.
Well, now after rereading the which are, I'm not so sure it actually helps clarify anything.
I think it's still the same problem.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Matt really wants to talk.
Well, you could just reverse it. You could just say sell your
I think
the
counsel
phones.
To the board has a suggestion, so I'll give my microphone to Matt Grove.
What if you replace cellular phones with devices?
But they're cellular devices, though, right? You meant cellular?
Yes.
Devices. Then we get to more. See, Matt's reading my language with the iPads and the. Pagers.
I think when you initially said smartphones subject to the prohibition and cellular devices or cellular phones, which are not subject, I think that was more clear.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think it probably was too.
All right. Let's go back to that then. So distinguishing between smartphones subject to the prohibition. And I would not use cellular devices. I would use cellular phones because that is what the measure says. And device does not appear in the definition of cellular phone. And I'm concerned that a device reads as more expansive than what the measure appears to intend. I think what the measure appears to intend is a broad ban on smartphone sales to minors, with a small exception for phones to be used for emergency use or purely for voice communication.
That's the intent, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, since we have that back in, I don't think we need that which are anymore.
No.
That's fine. But otherwise, I'm comfortable with this, and I would be prepared to vote on it if others are.
Okay.
What? Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
You're good? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll read it. It's a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes prohibiting a retail from selling a smartphone to a purchaser who is a minor under the age of 13 or intends to purchase a smartphone for primary ownership by such a minor, and in connection therewith distinguishing between smartphones subject to the prohibition and cellular phones not subject to the prohibition and specifying how the prohibition will be enforced.
Steve, just pull the comma after prohibition.
Yeah, but I don't read that. Oh.
Okay.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-2018 number 29 as we've amended the staff draft and it now appears on the screen.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That passes. And that is the only item on our agenda. Changes incorporated in the title will also be reflected in the question below when we put it out for publication later this afternoon. And on that note, it is 1:35 and we are adjourned.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.